Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Sunday, September 27th, 2015, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are streaming on Blog Talk Radio Network. Tonight, I have an exciting guest. He has been on the show many times since 2010, Scott Bernstein, CEO of Falcon Investigations, Bounty Hunter Training Academy, martial arts, takedown methods, child recovery, capture of wanted fugitives. He's on the line already calling in from New York. Scott Bernstein, welcome back to Plan for Fitness.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time to call into the show tonight.
It's my pleasure. It's good to be back on.
Yes, good to have you back on. Everybody's kind of shouting about what's, you know, you're a pretty exciting guy. You have a lot going on. You've been in the media for many years. Let's get started on some of these topics that are so important. Again, every time I have you on the show, I restudy the websites, I look at the videos, and just to be so frank, it's hurtful to watch some of them. Child Recovery International, CRI, experts in cases of runaways, parental abductions, stolen children, human trafficking, and cold cases, and unsolved police matters. www.thelost.net, it's a pretty powerful website. Could you please elaborate on what it means to you to go and recover children? You're certainly in dangerous situations, but you have all your recovery. I have the numbers and everything of how many people you've saved. So share with the listeners what it means to you to go help the children and the women and the boys who's ever taken out of our country somewhere else where they're drugged, and the sex trafficking is a horrible crime.
Yes, it's to me, it's the most heinous of all crimes. You're taking innocent children away from their families. And you got these, what we call these groomers, that are lurking all over the social media where children are playing in cyberspace. And unbeknownst to family members, I mean, this grooming process can take anywhere as fast as a week to several weeks or months. While parents and or custodials, don't know what their children are doing, they think it's a harmless recreational time that their children are spending with presumably their friends, but you know, actually they're getting duped by organized crime, which is the largest type of organized crime out there, beating out the drug cartels and other types of criminal enterprise. Because they're taking your children as young as 5 years of age up to teenage age, and oftentimes adults, but it's mostly children, because those are for the sex tourists and those are for the sick people, adults who are traveling around the world looking for young children to prey upon. And then the groomers are passing it on to what we call the actors, who then traffic your children anywhere here in the United States and abroad, and then prostituting it's sickening and disheartening to say it, but you know, up to 30 times per day, your children are being prostituted, and they change their identity quite quickly within 24 hours. And you might think your children are there, running away from home, but they're not. And unless you get in the hands of a specialist, and the police aren't helping you or assisting you, unless you're very rich or you have some ties to politicians, or the media picks you up, and it's only 0.01% of the time, you never know what's going to happen to your child. And you have chances of seeing that child again. Unfortunately, more bad news is you might not see your child ever again. So it's heartening. I mean, there's other egregious and more heinous acts besides sex trafficking. You got now what's called organ harvesting, and that driving the criminal market up really high, because you could take, once again, I hate mentioning these things, but awareness is very important in this world. If you got a child, a healthy child, you'd be selling in the black market an organ like a lung, a heart, a kidney, a liver, you know, is very valuable. That go for $50,000, $100,000. And people out there are, who are waiting on a long list to have, you know, get a lung or a kidney or, you know, something on a organ transplant list, somebody who's very wealthy will pay this money to go on the black market to get a vital organ. And they're getting it from, a victim, a child, an innocent child. So, unfortunately, this disgusting organized crime, people who are in the black market are selling children's organs and up to, you know, millions of dollars from a child. So this is what's going
on.
Wow,
we've done a lot of shows, and it's pretty graphic what's going on with that situation. But it is awareness, and it is scary. And there are people that, you know, lose their children. You know, you've explained many times that you almost can't fathom the thought, I guess, you know, if somebody is a runaway, or maybe they're just taken abroad and they're led astray. The video is unbelievable. I don't know if that's a recreation, but you see the terror, the terrified look in their eyes. I am getting a question coming in, Scott. The ratio, if there is males or boys involved versus just women and young girls.
That's a very good question, and the answer is this: it's actually almost exactly equal. The statistics do vary year to year. I mean, you'll find it'll be 51% to 49%, but you know, the relevance is it's just about equal. I mean, you'd be surprised. And when you're thinking about sex trafficking, right now we're seeing. I also do a lot of counterterrorism work, you know, especially when it comes to ISIL and ISIS. And the way that they propagandize and the way they recruit children also. And you got people also, you know, people like Boko Haram who operate in Africa and are stealing youth there by the thousands. What they are doing, they're taking the boys as young as 5 and militarizing them. And what I mean by that is they're actually kidnapping thousands of children. This is going on in other parts of the world. And once again, awareness here as well, and because people aren't aware what's going on. And it's going on in Middle Eastern countries as well, not just Africa. It's going on here as well, where they're taking the boys. They take the boys, and what they do is they do a couple of things with the boys. Not so much on the prostitution end, but they take the boys and they train them to be suicide bombers, believe it or not, yes, at that young age. And they also train them to be soldiers. They'll put AK-47s, AR-15s in the hands of children as young as 5, up to the age of teen years, to fight and kill. They don't see it as a big loss, because if the children die, they don't care. The girls, when they go through the villages and they go through other encampments, and you know, these insurgents are taking children from family members, and the family members aren't doing anything, and they're not acting out because they know that they'll just simply be killed. And they're taking the girls, of course, and they will use the girls for sex trafficking. They'll do it for their own needs, their own selfish needs. They'll, you know, rape the girls for the insurgents' needs, and they'll pass them around as bargaining chips. They'll sell them just like a deck of cards. I mean, it's sickening, you know. They treat them like, you know, they're coin chips. And when they find them to be, I hate to say this, when they find them to be useless, they'll beat them, and then they'll kill them. Some are sold for domestic servitude, the girls. And some of these Islamic wives, you know, who are in adulthood, know about this. And they, you know, they encourage it. It's, you know, supposedly in the Quran, which is sick.
We know how we both feel about that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, Scott Bernstein, international pioneer and leading recovery operative, network and a global media advisor, he's bringing a spirit of hope. He is one of the bravest guests I've ever had on the air. It's repetitive. So you're always going to be on the show, and it's an honor to have you. And, you know, you're really about action. You're driven. It's not just about a talk. And I appreciate you being so, you know, honest about what you've seen. I know it hurts you too. You're a big, strong guy. You've been out on the streets. I've seen you in action because they follow you with the cameras. And I know you have an upcoming film and some books coming out. But this is truly a terrifying topic. Tonight we're here to bring education and awareness. And let's talk about the Academy, because, like, people are really excited about how they can become a bounty hunter.
Yes. I mean, anybody can be a bounty hunter. People don't know that. It's a good way of fighting these crimes against humanity, too. It's not just becoming a bounty hunter and hunting down fugitives. It's hunting down anybody. It's hunting down people with child support issues. You hunt them down. It's a crime these days, and many states have adopted statutes. They're all falling into line now and making child support a crime and punishable by many methods. I mean, right now, I just posted with my group on LinkedIn. I have all types of military whether they're active duty or retired, who are interested, of course, very much so in fighting, whether or not our POTUS, who wants to put boots on the ground, which is, I know, is a big mistake. We're not putting any boots on the ground, and these intermittent drone strikes are doing absolutely nothing to win the fight against terrorism. And yes, we are negotiating.
I love that you're reaching out to the military. A big portion of my shows are for the veterans. Some of them come back, you know, wounded. Some are functioning, and some are really, truly suffering from the PTSD. I think it's a cool outlet, and I think you have a lot to offer. I love that, you know. Do you carry a weapon? That's the other question I'm getting online.
Well, I don't like to discuss that openly in a public arena.
Okay, but basically you do the mixed martial arts, and you do the takedown method, correct?
Well, I like to instill in everybody I train. I train not just bounty hunters. I train military and police here in the United States and in foreign countries, because I adopt the philosophy that your greatest weapons are your mind and your hands and not your gun and your muscle. I deal with people to teach them stealth entries and to take down people silently. I guess the old silent but deadly approach back that was adopted back in the 50s with guerrilla warfare is something that I believe strongly in. It's something that our enemies kind of have taken their approach on itself, and it's something we should have learned a strong lesson from back in Vietnam. So if you looked at all the wars that we fought the soldiers and the specialties that we've adopted, you have to adopt a new philosophy, and that's what I do when I train different modules. You know, when I bring forth things in the military and also with law enforcement. The old strategies, as they say, can't win the day.
Yeah, and I love that because I was reading. I mean, I have so many notes on you from every show, and you're going to dangerous territories. You're a U.S. fugitive recovery agent. The best weapon is your mind. Your powerful, powerful videos. You have such a message, and people want to know about you. I can't wait to hear about the movie coming up. Your Serial Savior. That's your YouTube channel. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I'm Fran for Fitness, ladies and gentlemen, so you can certainly see some of Scott Bernstein's videos on my channel as well. So your upcoming film, it's in December, is that correct?
Yes, Belgium and France, two countries, are flying in to Las Vegas, Nevada, to shoot a motion picture slash kind of docudrama about what I do, and the bringing in some of their celebrities that are famous in the country for adrenaline and who are very driven by justice and, of course, in very high opposition to corruption, and that's what I stand for. So they're going to – they're very curious about the type of training that I do. I incorporate in my course. I have something that I uniquely call the Kill House, where we train in complete darkness and strictly do hand to hand. And that's the philosophy that I adopted a long time ago. And I use the skill of Krav Maga, which is Israeli Defense Force martial arts, and that's strictly hand to hand. And then I incorporate my own brand with it as well. So they're there to see the training. They're there to participate in the training. And I also have a lot of friends in MMA, which is mixed martial arts, and that's been on the scene for a long, long time on television. And they've got a league of their own, and I'm going down to their training facilities in Vegas. That's where they're headquartered. And I've got about... They're pretty fascinated with the academy, too, so there are actually a lot of their fighters. It's going to be an exciting week because a lot of their fighters are coming to take my training, too, and I'm quite humbled by that. And the world champions are going to be there as well.
I was reading that. I mean, it's quite a write-up. But this is the thing. You're committed. You stand by your word, and you follow through. And there's a lot of action going on with you, Scott Bernstein. And you have been in some dangerous situations. You're respected by many people. And certainly 30 years as an international bounty hunter. Ladies and gentlemen, USA Hunt at AOL.com is a direct email for Scott Bernstein. That's the correct one you'd like for me to give out, Scott?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're a very exciting guy. AmericanBountyHunter.org is another wonderful website. A lot of information if you're interested in looking at the website. You're traveling all over the world.
Yeah, we've been in India, Afghanistan, Pakistan. We were in Iraq. We were in Cambodia, Thailand. We're going into four different countries in Africa to bring training from the government, who is clamoring for it because of their tremendous problems with terrorism. I mean, they've got it very bad in their countries. I don't know if anybody pays attention outside of our country. And, of course, the people in Syria are having tremendous conflicts. Conflicts that are going on between Russia and Ukraine, that's subsided a bit. The problems going on, you know, in Turkey, and of course, these ridiculous talks that are going on with Iran. I don't want to open up a big can of worms, but Africa has always had a big plight with Islamic extremists and, you know, the obliteration of their villages. So they're coming in, they're taking my training modules and training their police to be, you know, have a more awareness and a different type of training, and also incorporating their military. So there's going to be a slight bit of militarization with their police department when it comes to fighting against these maniacs. I can't think of a better word than that. These guys are just maniacs, and they need to be stopped, and these children need to be protected.
I agree, and it's very well said. I mean, you and I have been on the same page for a while, and I give you the floor. And when you say something, it's of substance. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I'm Deborah Vidalia, your host, broadcasting live from South Florida. I have bounty hunter Scott Bernstein calling in from New York. He does child recovery, fugitive recovery. He does so many things. There's so many stories that we've talked about before on the air. One in particular always touches my heart, but I want, you know, there could be a parent out there listening right now, and maybe their child is lost, or maybe they ran away and they reported it to the police. And if they haven't heard from them in 5 to 7 days, what would your advice be to them?
If the parents haven't heard from the children in 5 to 7 days?
Yes, If they filed a missing persons report with the police department, what would their next course of action be from your point of view?
Well, the sad news is, before there's good news is, first off, I hate to say this about law enforcement, but the facts are is filing a missing person report is a waste of time. Law enforcement does not investigate missing children. They don't have the training for it. And there's too many missing children. While we're on the air, the statistics are is that every 5 minutes a child goes missing. Waiting around is the worst, is your worst enemy. Sitting around is not going to do anything. You need to get on the phone with an expert in the private sector, public sector. Your local police department can't even leave your own 3-mile jurisdiction. Every minute is potentially separates you and your child by a mile. The first 24 to 48 hours are the most important. You need to get on the phone, like I said, with an expert, whether it's, you know, calling my agency up or finding someone else, but be careful about who you do hire. Your garden variety private investigator is not a missing person specialist, even though they were listed in their menu. Be very careful who you engage with or who you give money to. Just because they listed on their menu doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. You need somebody that is a missing persons expert. I would get somebody out there who has a tracking dog. That wins the day. If you look at all these big events, and I cover it for all network and cable news stations, like Elizabeth Smart, I worked on that. And I pointed out that she could have been found within the first hour of her disappearance if the law enforcement had simply just had a tracking dog at the scene, because she was right in the backyard. Tracking dog would have got her scent, would have went to the back where this crazy couple took her, and it would have been over, but she had to be, you know, that didn't happen, and she was kept at bay, abducted, restrained for 9 months. And if it wasn't the police that found her who took credit for it, just happened to be a passerby who saved the day.
Mm-hmm. God's grace. And, you know, we also talked about the trade of souls. Something hit me so much when I watched that video today. You know, it's hard not to cry. There needs to be an awareness. Again, you've recovered over 650 children, if I'm correct, worldwide, and more than 2,800 fugitives. Are those numbers correct?
Of fugitives, it's I lost count after 6,000. Someone was keeping track of me.
I thought the numbers might be old, but what a huge accomplishment. and you continue on. You deserve to be, you know, to have this movie done, and I wish you great success. The books, are you still writing the books?
Yeah, the books, one book is completed. It will be coming out next year. And that will be a book called Hunter. I have another book I'm working on. I let it go for a while, and it's a book about the Scott Peterson double homicide case that I worked on for Court TV. And that's going to turn the world upside down because of the findings. So that should be out also next year. And I have a third book that we're working on for Hollywood for a screenplay and a subsequent movie. And it's going to be, that's regarding a case I did on a man that was on the run for 30 years that a sea of law enforcement couldn't find, and I found him. And it's very exciting because the district attorney here in the United States didn't want to sign off on the extradition, which is extremely unusual because you, the taxpayer, are paying for extradition. And there was smelled a little bit of corruption, but I had to come up with a very elaborate ruse to get him extradited without his knowledge back here to the United States on my own dime. So I don't want to let the proverbial cat out of the bag on the show here right now. But there is a way of looking
it up on
the internet.
Yeah, and I did see the story on that. And you are extremely reserved. I know you have a lot of information. A lot of it is confidential. So certainly I respect that. And ladies and gentlemen, Scott Bernstein, he's calling in from New York to share his efforts and strengths that you're willing to share with the world, because I see you reaching out. I see you reaching out. And there's a lot of crimes going on. And I know down here in Florida, you know, we had, you know, some serious situation, and the police chief was like, we need people to say something if they see something wrong. Don't be afraid. Call it in, you know, be anonymous. But people are afraid. And some of these cases, these people are traveling out of the state, out of the country. You need somebody skilled to find them. And I think that's where you come in and your team. It's very, very impressive what I saw and continue to see in you and what you do.
Well, Debbie, you know, everybody can get involved. People can take these. We're 2016, we're bringing in these courses where yourself or any person, a housewife or anybody who owns a business or any civilian, period, can get involved and actually hunt down these terrorists who prey upon our children themselves. I mean, your biggest pimps in the world is Backpage.com, Facebook. The predators are lurking everywhere. And
social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're down to 60 seconds. I'm looking forward to having you back on the show. I want you to work on the books, the film. Again, it's an honor to have you with me on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Bernstein, returning on Plan for Fitness for this episode. Thanks for being with me on the air tonight.
It's been a pleasure, Deborah. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do and all the lives that you have saved.
Thank you again.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are streaming live 6:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be here next Sunday. You have a wonderful evening. Good night.